greater than life's problems. Greater than life's problems. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Greater than life's problems. We look at the lives of many people and we see that they are fantastic, they are glorious, they are wonderful. They are filled with beauty and filled with goodness and filled with magic. And yet, we don't always know what problems they face and how they face them. But we do know that they are greater than all of life's problems. Can we be greater than all of life's problems? Can we be greater than all of the circumstances that face us from day to day? Can we be magical people living a magical life, having wonderful things, experiencing wonderful things, knowing wonderful things, even while we are living with life's problems, but not burdened by them? It amazes me as I read the stories of the lives of some people, what they have done and how they look at life. You look at Monicelli, for instance, the Italian opera singer, the Italian lawyer, the Italian equestrian, the Italian father, the Italian man who lives his life not once mentioning his problems, not once having the public be aware of his problems, even though the problems stand out so dominantly in his world. Monicelli is blind, but he doesn't speak about it. You know he's blind because you see the way he sings, you see the way he does things, and you know he has to be careful because he is blind. But yet he does not have that be a burden in his life. It's not a problem to him. He lives beautifully and wonderfully as a being who cares. He delights in his family and his children. He delights in his wife. He delights in skiing when he can. He delights in going horseback riding every opportunity he has. He likes riding out into the countryside of his home in Tuscany. He likes it because he finds it all so beautiful. And he sings grand opera. He sings before the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. He sings before many outstanding places at Hollywood Bowl. And around the world, he's recognized as a great singer, as a great operatic singer, as a great man. Now, he has enough burdens in his life, enough problems, that he could feel sorry for himself, and we would not feel that this is unusual. We would not feel it's unusual for him to feel sorry for himself, for him to feel sad that he doesn't have sight, that he doesn't have the things that make life so beautiful for so many people. He had sight at one time, but he lost it. And yet he goes on beautifully, wonderfully, powerfully in his own way. And he sings with such beauty and such love and such charm because he loves music. Music thrills him to his toes. Music thrills him to the very soul of his being. And he is happy with the music, and he's happy with his family, and he's happy with his world. He's happy with life. He finds in life all of the joy that is there. He finds in life all of the peace that is there. He finds in life all the magic that is there. And it is there. It is there. Now, you and I could look at this gentleman and say, with all our heart, he really has some problems that he's working with. And he doesn't. Being blind gave him an opportunity to have a solution. Being blind gave him an opportunity to work on being an operatic singer of great renown. He couldn't read the scores. He had to have someone tell him what the words were. He had to then put his own dramatic interpretation on those words. And he's a musician, too, as well as a singer, as well as a lawyer, as well as a father, as well as a horseback rider, as well as a man who loves life and lives it fully and delights in it and does not feel sorry for himself. If we can look at a man like that, and we can see how much joy he finds in life, how much greatness he finds in life, with all of the apparent circumstances that might cause him to feel kind of sad, yet he does not. He knows that nobody is happy to see him unhappy. But he knows that everyone is happy to see him happy, to see him fulfilled, to see him delighting in life, delighting in all its circumstances, never once feeling sorry for himself. Because just once feeling sorry for yourself is like having the dam burst. And once it's flowing, once it's lost its containment, it destroys everything. But so long as it is contained, so long as the beauty of life, the love of life, the joy of life, the peace of life, the magic of life is the soul of this man, he lives in that beauty, in that magic, in that wonder. You and I can live in the magic and wonder of life too. We can look at today, right now, the only time there is. And as we look at today, the only time there is, we see everything fantastic and beautiful and glorious. We see everything the magical way that it is. Botticelli looks at life in the now, you can be sure. All the great successful people look at life in the now. They don't look at yesterday's problems. They don't look at tomorrow's possible problems. They look only at today's imagination, today's magic, today's thrill of being alive, the thrill of being excited and active in a valiant and dynamic life. This concerns each one of us. This concerns each one of us as we look at our life. And we find in it the magic that's there, and surely it is there more abundantly than we really recognize because we didn't pay attention to it. We don't compare ourselves to a Botticelli. We don't compare ourselves to someone who has problems. We don't compare ourselves to anything in life. We look at ourselves and we say, this is me. This is who I am. This is where I am going. This is what turns me on. All is in divine order in my life. All is in divine order. I do not look at the world and see its circumstances or problems. I do not look at individuals who are having circumstances and problems. I look at individuals. All is in divine order. All is magic. All is wonderful. All is beauty. Living in the now. And as I live in the now, and as everyone in my world lives in the now, I am uplifted. I am delighted. I am thrilled for every moment that I am alive, every moment that I'm living in this body. I'm living in my ideal body. Every moment I'm living in this life, I'm living in this ideal life. Every moment I see the world about me, I see an ideal world. I see a magical world. I see a wonderful world. I see a world that is so filled with peace and harmony and goodness. I see a world that is me, a world that is so fantastic and so magical and so wonderful that it thrills me to the very core of my being. I'm not a Botticelli, that's for sure, but I'm a man who does recognize that all is in divine order, and I live a happy, harmonious, joyful life now. Each one of us live a happy, joyful, bountiful life right now, because each one of us recognizes that all is in divine order. Each one of us recognizes that we like ourselves just as wonderful as the world is now. We like ourselves, and we are wonderful. We are fantastic, we are glorious, we are magical, because that's all that matters, and that's all that we are. And knowing this, we live our life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so powerfully. We live in the now, all in divine order, and we are happy. Join me in being aware of this reality now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.